Hello and welcome to Winning Karma, and I have to say this is the third time that I'm recording this podcast. It's really strange, but I've been having some technical glitches today. So in case you can hear it, I did publish it earlier, then I apologize because I am going to tread over the same topic again, just in case. But I personally couldn't hear what I had recorded, so it's a very quick one. But what I'd like to say first of all is thank you to all of our supporters. Thank you for those of you who have supported us over the years. It means a lot to me and the team here, all of us, because we brought this show to you in order for us to help you on the path of personal excellence. So it's very heartening and encouraging when we talk to people who have actually listened to the show and actioned the steps that we give you. We give you very practical steps, as we will continue today in the same vein and tradition. So without further ado, today's topic is about a question basically that is asked of me quite a few times, and I thought I'd answer it in a podcast. And that is simply this: how do you gauge toxicity? So what I mean by that, and what people who ask me questions mean by that, in my opinion, is how do we gauge when we're in a toxic environment? How do we gauge there are toxic elements around us? Well, it's very simple in my view. It's a yardstick. And this is what I believe in. It's all about how you think, act, and do. So what I mean by that is that look at your environment, look at the people who are in your circle, and then see if they influence you in a way that goes against your value system, that is not in synchronicity with your value system, then you have to raise that red flag and understand that this is one of those things that you really need to do is act upon and extricate the negative elements from your circle. The toxic people. And this can happen anywhere. This can happen in the community. This can happen in a friendship, in a relationship. It can happen almost anywhere. The environment itself is not as important as the people in the environment. So how do you do it? Let me backtrack once more time and reiterate how you do this. Think, act, and do. If people make you act in a way that you feel is against your value system, let me give you an example. For example, if you're a positive, upbeat, lively person and you put them, you've been put amongst, or somebody has come amongst you or is congregating with you, and they're negative and they're thinking negative thoughts, then you feel you're somehow going along, and then you feel that this somehow is going against what I believe I would do in terms of what I think, how I would act and what I would do. At that point, raise the red flags, and then if it becomes a problem, you must extricate. You must work in a way to remove these elements for your own productivity and your own principles, actually, and also for your sanity. Thank you very much. Keep on winning.